Let's welcome Nick, who will be talking about Teleportal, a real-time collaborative editing framework. Let's welcome him.
All right, thank you. Teleportal is a side project that I've been working on for about a year now. It's a real-time collaborative editing framework. It's based on YJS, and it enables experiences like Google Docs, Notion, Figma, that multiple people can be editing the same document in real time. I don't need to explain CRDTs to this audience. You've seen several presentations on it. So this is an implementation of a sync server framework. So I would really like to stress that this is not a sync server itself. It's actually a framework. So this is tools that you can build into your application and enable your application to use all of the properties that a CRDT has. So this is a little bit of an overview of the architecture of how one of these sync server works. You have a number of clients that all interrupt with the server over some sort of a protocol using these transports. You can use things like WebSockets. You can use HTTP and SSE connections. The server itself is the main authority. This is not meant to be like a peer-to-peer sort of setup. It's meant to be more the real-time collaborative editing sort of thing. So you can have the server be able to enforce the permissions, things like rate limiting, any sort of these cross-document concerns, whereas the server itself is meant to just propagate the updates back and forth and shuffle those between the clients in real time. So I've also focused on trying to build this in a way that scales with existing architectures for applications. So for example, a lot of sync server implementations require you to have like a separate server that it needs to have a separate load balancer for managing that all connections go to the same server. I wanted this to be a horizontally scalable system. So you can have pub-sub connections where the server can propagate updates between each other, so you don't need to have the clients on the same exact server. They can shuffle updates between servers. So Teleportal as a whole is a lot of things. There's a lot of parts and components to this. It's meant to be a library of all of these components, so you can pick and choose what exactly you want out of the server. So you pretty much everything is based off of the actual protocol, how it actually describes the actual message format and updates. But everything else is optional. Like, you can choose whatever it is, and I tried to build the entire thing to be maximally optional. So what that means is, I don't care what storage solution you use. You can use a relational database, you can use KV, you can use whatever it is you like. You can run this over any transport that implements a bidirectional protocol. So for example, what I've actually done is it'll always try to do a WebSocket connection, just because that's very reliable for the web. But if it's not able to establish a WebSocket connection, what you can do is it will, like, for example, in like a corporate network, there's a lot of like rules and stuff about WebSockets that can be awkward. What it will do instead is just fall back to another connection. So it'll do an SSE. So it will read the updates from the server as a stream of updates. And then if the client actually needs to send an update, the client can then do HTTP post. So because that's a bidirectional communication, it works for Teleportal. It runs on any JavaScript runtime. It's all built on JavaScript primitives. So it's able to run on any sort of runtime. So it's built to be a part of your application. It's not meant to be this separate server that you then have to integrate the API with, and they control how you do auth. The whole point is that you can reuse your auth system and define what that means in your application, reusing your existing logic, rather than having to integrate and be restricted by their sorts of APIs. One really cool thing that I built that I just want to shout out is that I built like a developer tool, so you can actually inspect all the messages that happen over the connection. So you can, it kind of like makes it, YJS a little bit more approachable. Not everyone can just read binary, so that's helpful. And yeah, there's a number of other things. There's an RPC system for actually like shuffling messages around. Yeah, and I'm out of time. But yeah.
Thank you very much, Nick. We're gonna now welcome Virgil.